This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. fighter jet shot down an unidentified object over at Lake Huron on Sunday on orders from U.S. President Joe Biden. It was the fourth such downing in 8 days. The Pentagon officials believe the latest military strike, and it is an extraordinary chain of events over U.S. airspace and has no peacetime precedent. On ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he thinks China is having misgivings that its aerial surveillance program has been detected.
I think the Chinese were humiliated. I think the Chinese were caught lying. And I think it's a real step back for them.
Meanwhile, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is speaking more on the third shootdown, which was an object over Canada's airspace on Saturday. He confirmed that on his order, a U.S. fighter jet shot down an unidentified object that was flying high over the Yukon, acting a day after the U.S. took similar actions in Alaska.
I also spoke with President Biden and confirmed together that we will continue to do everything necessary to protect the sovereignty of our shared North American airspace, but also to do everything necessary to keep our citizens safe.
Again, that's Ukraine. Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. A new report says climate commitments by companies aren't always as green as they seem. The report published Monday concludes that major brands are exaggerating how ambitious their efforts are to cut greenhouse gas emissions, essentially misleading consumers, investors, and governments. Europe-based environmental think tanks, New Climate Institute, and Carbon Market Watch examined 24 companies, and they found only one company, shipping firm Maersk, had climate plans with reasonable integrity. This is VOA News. With chances of finding more survivors growing more remote, the toll in Turkey and Syria from Monday's earthquake and major aftershocks rose above 34,000 and looked to keep growing. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that Turkish authorities have detained and arrested dozens of people in the construction business, linking them to the earthquake's devastation.
Thousands of buildings slumped onto their side or pancaked downward. Turkey has on paper construction codes that meet current earthquake standards, but they're rarely enforced. The justice minister's vowing to punish anyone responsible, and prosecutors are gathering samples of buildings for evidence on the materials that were used.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. Residents in Turkey continue to have difficulties getting the assistance they need after the earthquake claimed so many of their loved ones. Reuters' Lauren Anthony describes some of their challenges.
Those seeking shelter in Turkey are now also facing security concerns. Two German rescue organizations suspended work there on Saturday, citing reports of clashes. One rescue worker said she had seen looters in the city of Antakya, but that her group couldn't intervene because, quote, most of the looters carry knives. Erdogan has warned that anyone caught stealing will be severely punished. The president has acknowledged problems with the relief effort, but says the situation has been brought under control. He's called for solidarity and condemned what he called negative politicking.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. International Olympic Committee Chief Thomas Bach said that he shared the grief and human suffering of Ukrainian athletes, but added that it's not up to individual governments to decide who takes part in international sporting competitions.
Right now, the IOC's plan is to have Russian and Belarusian athletes compete under a neutral flag. Bach insists that excluding the athletes based solely on their country of origin may violate their rights.
Serious concerns having been expressed by two special rapporteurs of the UN Human Rights Council, telling us that an exclusion of Russian and Belarusian athletes only because of their passport is a violation of human rights.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that Russian and Belarusian athletes should be excluded from the Paris Games because of what their government is doing in Ukraine. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.